Visiting today with Emily Soley. She's the communication manager at Animal Ag Alliance. And you guys just wrapped up your 2022 Stakeholder Summit. And it seems like it was a really great event this year. Tell us a little bit about it.
We did. We just had our first in-person 2022 summit. This was our first in-person event since since the COVID-19 pandemic. We were virtual both in 2020 and 2021. So we were super excited to come back together in person, which really inspired our theme this year, which was come together for animal ag, be informed, be ready, be here. So we really were putting a lot of emphasis on trying to get people to join us in person, to reconnect, and to really come together as an entire animal ag community and food supply chain to engage on a lot of various issues. Some of the main topics and takeaways from this year's event included things like the sustainable food systems, engaging with influencers, and then also discussing some farm security protocols, recommendations, among other topics.
Well, I know that that's a huge thing right now. Everybody's really worried about food security. So what did you guys hear along that path?
Yeah. So Jack Bobo, he is the CEO of Futurity. He really kicked off our summit this year with a really kind of mind-opening presentation where he really considered the question, can animal agriculture actually save the planet? So we've all heard, I'm sure, the claims that animal agriculture can play a role in reaching climate goals, planetary health goals. But Bobo really looked at things as objectively as possible. And he really considered if we can actually play a role in saving the planet. Some of the key points from his session is that he discussed beliefs that the food system is broken, but then he asked, if the food system is broken, when was it not broken? And he really made you question that, are things really bad and getting worse, or are they good and getting better? Because he's under the belief that things are good and getting better. We just need to be getting a little bit faster to reach our sustainable climate goals. Yeah. And ultimately, you know, he does believe that if we get it right, agriculture can save the planet. We just all have to work together collectively, and we have to up the pace a little bit with sustainability and environmental stewardship initiatives to reach those goals.
Emily, are you hearing a lot from people that it seems like we're really being scrutinized more in the ag industry now than really we ever have before? Are you kind of hearing that as well?
There are definitely, you know, I've noticed sometimes it's a little bit harder with mainstream media to get them to share more objectively about information related to animal agriculture. But I do feel like there's been a lot of opportunity just in the last couple of years for animal agriculture to get involved, to get engaged. People are looking to animal agriculture when it comes to environmental stewardship. There are outlets and there are extremist groups that are promoting that animal agriculture is harming the environment. But the agencies that are actually the ones making a lot of these changes and that are responsible for these policies, we are seeing some engagement with the agriculture community, which I think is really good. Like the first thing that comes to mind for me is the United Nations' Food Systems Summit, which was held last year in late 2021. And that really, you know, provided a lot of opportunity for the animal agriculture community to engage and kind of share our side of the story, share what we're doing and share how we can help and how we can be a part of a sustainable food system. So I think it kind of ebbs and flows, but from my personal experience, I haven't seen a huge change in how we're viewed.
Kind of going along with that, what are some things that farmers can do? Like, especially even us in the media, when you know that there's false information out there, without just getting into a Facebook argument with someone, what are some tools that people can kind of have in their arsenal for when you know the information is false? How do you share the correct information?
Yeah. So our biggest recommendation is to be proactive rather than reactive. So that's not to say if a friend of yours on Facebook posts something that's sharing misinformation about agriculture to just let it be and that you don't say anything about it. But really, it's just is putting the focus on don't wait for something to come up that you feel like you need to correct. Work on putting out positive, proactive content ahead of time so that you can really kind of make yourself a resource on the topic of agriculture. So when people have questions, they'll be more likely to come to you with those questions. But also, you're also helping to put out positive information. And we need as many people helping to do that as possible, because we've all seen it. We've all seen news stories. We've seen extremist groups putting out a lot of this misinformation. So we need people that are actively involved in agriculture to make sure that we're putting out positive, truthful information.
Absolutely.
I think aside from that, if you know, you do run into a friend that might post something about agriculture that's not accurate, really just keep in mind that the goal is to engage and not educate people. So we hear that a lot, is that farmers and ranchers want to educate people. But that really starts it off on a bit of a negative foot, making it seem like you know more than the other person, or that maybe you're a little bit smarter than the other person in this regard. So we try to focus on engaging, just having a conversation, just building a relationship. Make sure that you're being as polite as possible, because you don't want to, in front of all of their followers and all of their friends, put them down or make them feel dumb. So just make sure that you're being polite, you're representing the agriculture community well, and that you're focused on building a relationship and having a good conversation and not just educating them with the facts.
Very good advice. You also mentioned that at the stakeholder summit, you guys talked about farm security. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So farm security is one of our biggest, is kind of our bread and butter at the Alliance. This is really what we're primarily known for by a lot of our members and people within that animal agriculture community. So we did have a panel on farm security featuring a couple different speakers, including Rebecca Morgan from the National Counterintelligence and Security Center. And they really just reiterated and hit home the point that, again, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So that it's really important to make sure that we're being proactive and not reactive. So don't wait for something to happen. Don't wait for an activist threat to occur, for a crisis to strike, before you put certain protocols into place, and make sure that you're protecting yourself proactively. And in this panel, you know, we talked about cybersecurity, which has been a growing issue that we've been seeing. We've seen it a few months ago when there was the ransomware attack with JBS. We saw a similar attack with Colonial Pipeline. So we are seeing some cybersecurity attacks. And given that the animal ag community is so focused on or is so involved in food security and providing us with a lot of nutritious products, there's definitely the possibility that that could be a potential area that animal rights activists look to take advantage of. So we're really encouraging making sure that you brush up on any cybersecurity protocols, make sure that you have some type of plan in place to make sure that you're protecting yourself from those types of things. So that was some of the main takeaways from our farm security panel.
So what do you guys have coming up next at the Animal Ag Alliance?
We are, there's never a dull moment at the Animal Ag Alliance. So right now we've got a lot of speaking engagements lined up for the summer. This is a really great time for us to get out and about and share about engaging with target audiences, sharing about farm security protocols, updates on animal rights activism. So we've got that on the calendar. We are in the midst of preparing for our 2022 College Aggies Online Scholarship Competition, which kicks off in early September. This is a 9-week scholarship competition that really provides college students with the tools and the mentorship to be effective advocates for agriculture online and also on their campus communities. So we're super excited about that. That's always a really great program every year. And then just engaging on other emerging issues as they come up to see how we can bring together the animal ag community and really work to alleviate some of the issues and pressures that we're facing.
Well, you guys do a great job. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.